Greetings, everyone. This is Keith and Karina coming to you once again from the great state of Pennsylvania. And this morning, we want to talk about God's will to heal. That will be our subject in this series. And I believe many people are going to be touched because God is, the Lord has moved on my heart that we will not only speak the word through teaching, but we're going to also pray for people. We believe that God is going to heal many people who listen to this broadcast.
Amen.
So before I get into that, I want to introduce my sweetheart as my custom is and let her give her introduction.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'm here, as my husband said, from Pennsylvania. It is a pleasure and an honor to be able to bless you with this word. We know that God is going to do amazing things today, as he always does. God is so good. And we also want to celebrate with you. Today is a very special day, pretty much in all the nations, most nations, where a lot of people today are celebrating Valentine's Day. And we want to ask the Holy Spirit to manifest the love of God, which is the greatest love, into your heart as well.
Amen. Thank you, sweetheart. And while we're on that subject, I want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Lord.
Likewise. I love you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you, likewise.
And we want to start out today in Mark chapter 16. In the final words that Jesus spoke before he ascended back to heaven, he said here, and let's back up a few verses and to verse 15 of Mark chapter 16. And he said to them, this is Jesus speaking, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Wow, those are powerful things that the Lord has said is going to happen. And I want to key in on here about the healing, because that's the subject of this broadcast and this series. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Well, it isn't just laying hands on the sick also, because we also have other scriptures that Jesus spoke about praying for the sick, that we will pray for them. We're told in James, let's turn to James chapter 5, as we're trusting the Lord is leading us in this broadcast.
Amen.
Because as is our habit, we always pray before the broadcast that God will lead us.
That's right.
And direct us in what he would have us to share.
And he always does.
And he always does. Praise the Lord. Okay. James chapter 5, verse 13. Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Verse 14, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Amen.
And notice how, you know, we have a couple different ways that the Lord speaks about healing come to pass. We read in Mark chapter 16 where he said, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We also have here that they will call for the elders of the church in James 5, verse 14, and they will pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And then we also have verse 16 where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. So even the praying for one another, healing can come to pass. So yes, we're not in this broadcast where we can reach out with our physical hands to lay hands on people or to anoint them with oil, you know, in the physical sense, in the practical sense. But we can pray for the sick.
Amen.
Because it says the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And our righteousness obviously isn't of us. Because the scriptures tells us in Romans chapter 5. Now, I will say this for some of you also who God can use you also to pray for the sick.
Amen.
Although we are going to pray for people here toward the end of our broadcast or maybe even before that.
That's right.
That he will heal you. And we believe in God will do that. But God can use many of you as well to reach out and touch people and pray for them. Where it says the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman avails much. But you might say, well, see, there you go, Brother Keith. I'm not righteous. I'm not like you and Karina. But here's the thing. None of us are righteous in our own self. Because the scripture says in Romans 5:17, and I'll quote it from memory here, said if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness
Amen.
Shall reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So righteousness is a gift that's given
Amen.
To us.
Through Jesus.
Through Jesus Christ. And, you know, we're even told in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to do what? And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
So even though we say righteousness is a gift, and it is, it's a gift that comes through our confession of our sins. So we take on his righteousness.
That's right.
You know, other scripture tells us that, I think it's 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let me look that up real quick here too. 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, for he made him, talking about God making Jesus, for he made him who knew no sin to become sin, that we might become what? The righteousness of God in him.
Hallelujah.
So it is Jesus who has made us righteous
right.
through his blood that was shed on the cross. And this is, you know, a beautiful thing, a wonderful thing, that like we often say at the end, and my sweetheart so eloquently puts it, you know, in making the invitation to the lost to come to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. This is the perfect day for you to receive him, you know. And, of course, like we said, our subject matter here is about healing, but still we want people to come to the Lord.
Absolutely.
And so with that, I want to build a case more about healing, being mm-hmm. God's will to heal. Now, there's a big question mark in a lot of people's minds about that. Well, they say, well, we know that God doesn't always heal. Well, that's true. We know that many people have not received healing. But what does God's word say about that? What is his will? You know, because if you got a question mark in your mind, then that means you don't know. And that's not always a bad thing because we don't start out knowing everything.
That's true.
We learn as we grow, as we go along. And the only thing that God's going to hold against us is the fact is if we go, years go by and we haven't learned, you know, we're going to be held accountable for what we should have learned. But in the beginning, you know, God's grace is often extended with a lot of mercy.
That's
you
right.
know, because he knows that we don't know things.
He's so good.
So with that, you know, we want to build this case, you know, as you might say, like a lawyer would build a case in a court of law, you know, because God is a God of integrity. And we talked about this in our series on the integrity of God's word. If you come to understand that God is a person of integrity and he means what he says and says what he means, and you understand that he cannot lie, as we also talked about previously, that it's impossible for him to lie, that if he says something in his word, he's going to do what he said he would do. Now, of course, that may sometimes require conditions to be met, but at the same time is you can count on God. As we made this, you know, statement, you can take it to the bank, you know. God will do what he said he would do. So I know you want to jump in here.
I just wanted to quickly mention, you know, today, once again, so many people are giving each other gifts, and that's a beautiful thing. The podcast that you are speaking about, as a matter of fact, all of them, what an amazing gift for our listeners to actually share this living, powerful, life-transforming word with a friend. What an amazing gift. So I want to encourage you. I had to just say this. I have to encourage you. And I pray the Holy Spirit, as he is moving you and as you've been blessed, that you will consider the word of God, this podcast, share it with someone that you love. And hey, maybe someone that you don't love so much. The Lord says, love your enemies.
That's true,
what
sweetheart.
An amazing thing to bless those that we love and those that are around us. Bless our neighbors with something that's going to be with them forever and is going to make a difference even in their eternity.
That's important that you mention that, sweetheart, because when it talks about, you know, in the scripture, meeting the conditions, you know, one of those conditions is be obedient to the word.
That's true.
You know, and if he says to love our enemies, mm-hmm. and to pray for those who despitefully use us, and he says in Mark chapter 11, verse 25, therefore, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against anyone, that your heavenly Father may forgive you. For if you do not forgive, your heavenly Father will not forgive you.
Right.
Well, if he's not going to forgive you, then he's probably not going to heal you. And see, we need to put ourselves in a position where God can work on our behalf. We don't want to tie God's hands, so to speak, you know, where he can't work on our behalf because we're not being obedient to the word.
That's right.
Because Jesus said in John 14:21, that if anyone has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Well, we want Jesus to manifest himself to us.
Amen.
And sometimes that's in the form of healing, or, you know, of course it can be in other ways as well, many other ways, but we don't want to tie his hands and keep him from being able to do the things he would like to do in our lives. And so what we got to do is understand this, that we have to surrender to the Lord.
Amen.
Be obedient. And many of you listening to this broadcast are, but many others of you who will listen to this broadcast or maybe listen right now are not at that place. And you need to come to that place, because there's no greater place than being in the perfect will of God. And in that perfect will of God is all the blessings of God.
There's a fruit when we obey. There are many, many opportunities that we have, right, to receive the blessing of the Lord. There is something special that happens when a child of God obeys him, even in the midst of trials. Even, I'm not sure I understand. I don't know. This doesn't make much sense. But you know it's the Holy Spirit pressing. It's a very good thing to obey. And I do want to mention this because we are vessels in his hands. With our listeners, I want to share this, and this is more like on a personal matter. You woke up with a lot of pain this morning. You woke up with a lot of pain, and it is still very early in the morning. And of course, we prayed and we thanked God for your healing. And there is still some discomfort. I can see there's still some discomfort, but I want to, giving God all the glory, share what an admirable thing it is to listen to the Holy Spirit and obey. And so it is in your heart. It was in your heart. I'm going to say the pressing encouragement to actually share with others the importance of believing in healing. Because when we are not feeling our utmost, it is a good thing to still listen to the Lord. Still listen, Lord, I'm feeling this way, but what are you saying? What do you want? And sometimes the last thing we think that God is saying when we have a need is give to others. Bless someone else. When we are thinking, it's kind of natural, Lord, but I'm the one in need. I need something right now. But God works in this wonderful way. And it when he asks us to do something, it doesn't always have to make sense in our understanding. God is looking for an obedient heart. And so I just wanted to give thanks for your life, Amor, because in the midst of this discomfort, you are sharing the word of healing with others, and we know it. We can sense it in our spirit that a lot of people are going to be healed, and it's because there is a special blessing in obedience. So I thank God for your life. I bless you. And it is so good that we can come in agreement and stand together believing in the healing, in this healing that we are speaking about, and about this faithful healer who does not change throughout the ages.
Amen, sweetheart. I really appreciate that. And yeah, I didn't mention in the beginning of this broadcast, you know, what kind of, you know, spurred this broadcast this morning, because it is very early in the morning. And I think this is the first time we've done a broadcast this early.
Yes.
And I did wake up with a lot of pain. I think more pain than I've ever felt in my back, all throughout my back. And it was so bad that I was feeling like I didn't want to live. But, when you talk about being obedient to follow the Holy Spirit, I also have learned over the years that the more that I've looked toward what he's speaking to me, what he's wanting me to do, and asking him for his desires, then he's put that desire in me to, when I recognize I'm in pain, wow, what about somebody else?
Yeah, that's right.
What about others? You know, they're going through the same things or even worse. You know, and that compassion came on my heart.
Yeah.
I want to pray for others.
And I have to share that with our listeners. And once again, this is, you know, to the glory of God. But it was very touching when in the midst of your pain, you lifted up your hands and you started blessing other people that were in pain. I don't think that, you know, you see that very often. And it was because you were living through this pain, and immediately this heart of compassion, which is the heart of God, a heart of compassion, you thought about other people who are also in pain, but even in greater pain, because so many people at this moment are in pain, even greater pain, I'm going to dare say, even greater physical sure. problems, without the hope of the healer. So what an amazing thing today that in the midst of the pain, in the midst of this discomfort, of this circumstance, of this valley, knowing that the Lord is walking with you through this, and not only focusing on yourself, but knowing that there is hope, and then that heart of compassion to say, oh my gosh, if I am in this discomfort and it's physical, what are people going through that not only have the physical need, but don't even have the hope because they don't know the healer? And if they do know the healer, they don't think that they are recipients of healing. So what a beautiful thing it is to change the mindset and just bring this truth into so many people's lives that will now, because they know the truth, they will be set free and they will be able to believe that they are going to be healed, that he wants to heal them, and then they will also be able to bless others. And so it will have an amazing ripple effect just because the Holy Spirit asked you to do this and there was obedience. What an amazing thing. So thank you, Amor.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for praying for me, because like I said, I was in so much pain. I think all the entire areas of my back and neck was in such pain. I haven't felt that. I mean, I've felt some intense pains before, where I had to even go to the hospital, you know, several years ago. But to have that pain all through my back like that, I cried out to God, and you woke up and you laid hands on me and prayed for me. And I have to say that, you know, as you continue to pray, the pain started subsiding.
Amen.
Because it was very intense. Amen. And, you know, we have this scripture as well where we read in James 5, you know, to pray for one another that you may be healed. But I've been given this scripture quite a while back that the Lord gave me in Luke 6:38, which says, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you."
Amen.
So, you know, one of the best things that we can do if we need something from God, whether it's healing or something else, is to pray for others to receive.
Amen.
Because we're not just focusing on ourselves in this. You know, it's important for us to understand scriptures of healing and other scriptures of the promises of God. But yet, if we direct it also to other people, then not only are we believing God for our healing, but we're also getting them to be healed. And I believe many times we'll get it much faster that way.
And we're testifying of it. It's not saying, "I think it will," but you are standing. "I am believing in this healing. I believe in this word so much that I'm guaranteeing, I'm offering it to other people because it works."
Yes, and amen. And like we said, Jesus said that that these signs will follow those who believe, you know, that they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, you might say, "Well, brother and sister, you don't understand. I'm not there where you can lay hands on me." No, but we have other means. Pray for one another that you may be healed.
Amen.
And believe God for healing. We, like I said, when we started this broadcast 22 minutes ago, I mentioned the fact that we wanted to answer that question about whether God is willing to heal or is he not. And what we have in Scripture is the abundance of Scriptures that talk about God's desire to heal, his willingness to heal.
Amen.
He wants you to be well. It's God's will for you to be well. Now, some people say, "Well, you know, that don't seem like that's true," because they know so many people who are sick. Or maybe they might be sick and needing healing themselves now. But see, what we need to do is establish ourselves in the Word of God.
Amen. That's right.
You know, and not in circumstances. Because if you put your faith in what you see, then you're not going to have faith in the Word of God. Because, wow, you can turn the news on every day and hear all kinds of catastrophe and destruction and disaster happening in the world and to people.
That's
people
right.
are dying in really plane sad. Crashes or dying in earthquakes or dying of all kinds of diseases.
Dropping dead.
You know, and dropping dead. And it would seem as if you looked at it from the natural, it's not God's will to heal. But Lord, the Lord knows that's the farthest thing from the truth. And the last thing we want to do is misrepresent him.
That's right.
It is his will to heal. It is his desire to heal. And we're going to prove that with a scripture right here in Matthew chapter 8. Starting at verse 1, it says, "When he had come," talking about Jesus, "down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.'"
Amen.
Now notice the first thing he did. He came and worshiped him.
Amen.
Saying, "Lord," calling him Lord.
Praise God.
Recognizing who Jesus was.
Right.
That's important.
That's right.
You know, if we get some things in proper order, then, you know, it ain't too hard to get some other things to come to pass. We do things the right way. We recognize his lordship over our lives, that he is the Almighty God who came down in the form of a man and flesh and came to save us from our sins, but he also came to save us from sickness and disease. And we know this from scriptures like Isaiah 53:3-5 and Matthew 8:16-17, which we may get to a little later. But I want to continue on with this scripture here. And it says, He said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing.
Hallelujah.
Be cleansed." Praise Immediately God. His leprosy was cleansed.
Wow.
Now, wow. When I hear people say, you know, it isn't always God's will to heal, what they really mean to say or should be saying is, God doesn't always heal. Okay, we know that's true. But to say it isn't God's will to heal, that isn't the truth.
That's a good point.
The truth, it is God's will to heal. But that's then somebody right. says, well, then why didn't he do it? Well, then that's what you need to figure out. Mm-hmm. You need to get in the Word and learn the Word. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19 says this, and I've mentioned this many times before. God is not a man that he should lie. If he says something, he will do it. If he speaks it, he'll bring it to pass. If we meet the conditions. And his good intentions aren't difficult. They're not that hard. It's a matter of surrendering your life to him and Amen. Getting in the Word, being obedient, and believing. Because faith is very important to this process. And so we need to establish that it's God's will to heal. He wants people to be well. You think God is just like mean? And he's vengeful, and he doesn't care about people's well-being. John 3:16 tells us clearly, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, if he wants to save you, he also wants to heal you. Psalms 103 tells us this, that, you know, it says, as we set out, establishing that it's important to come to the Lord in a proper way. Psalms 103 starts out with a blessing to God. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives your iniquity, all your iniquities, and heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who fills your mouth with good things and renews your youth like the eagles.
Wow.
That's a powerful promise. Scripture.
That's right.
And so we key in on this. He wants to redeem your life from destruction. He doesn't want bad things happening to you. And he heals all of your diseases. It's his will. That's we know right. this, I think it's from Exodus 23. Verse 25, let me see if that's the scripture that I want to look here. And
as you look for that scripture, I want to remind our listeners, you know, what you're sharing is so powerful. It's because it's the Word of God. That's why it's powerful. And even though sometimes as we're hearing something, it doesn't immediately click or we don't have a full understanding, revelation immediately, it's a good thing to have a tender heart towards the Word of God, which is what I usually tell my students. When we don't understand something in the Word of God, or as a matter of fact, when we disagree with something, and I ask them, who's wrong, you know? And it's never God. If there's something that we hear and it just, I don't know about that. It's a good thing to be humble before the Lord and say, Lord, I like what I'm hearing. I'm struggling believing it or understanding or surrendering to this because I've been taught otherwise. Holy Spirit, teach me. Give me the yes. revelation. Give me the heart to understand, believe, and surrender to this word and actually act upon it. Walk in your truth because his truth always, always trumps everybody's opinion or any other doctrine out there. God's truth is only one.
Amen, sweetheart. That's so key that you mentioned those things. We need to put God's word first Amen. In our lives. You know, here it says in Exodus chapter 23. Now we're talking about the Old Covenant. And it's important to understand this. This wasn't something we just came up with. Healing isn't some new right, modern right. day doctrine invented by some people, you know, as some people seem to believe. This was a theme all through the Old Testament. And it started with the children of Israel. And, well, even before that, but we see here in Exodus chapter 23, verse 25, talking to the children of Israel, God says, "So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
Amen.
No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days." See what he says here? "I will take sickness away from the midst of you." Mm. He will praise bless God. Your bread and water. I mean, it's God's will to bless you.
Amen.
And we have a scripture in Hebrews that tells, I believe it's in Hebrews, that tells us that we have in the new covenant that's built upon better promises. Well, if the promise in the old covenant was to be healed, then how much more in the new covenant when we are children of God, sons and daughters of God, when in the Old Testament they were servants of God.
That's true.
Healing belongs to you. So here we've gone quite a bit of time speaking about some of these things, and it seems pretty clear we're going to do a part two and three, you know.
It'll be good for you to also to pray, Amon.
So, yeah, we're going to go into prayer right now for this, as we said in the beginning. So I'll go ahead and pray.
Amen.
As you suggested, my sweet.
Yes.
And we're going to believe that God's going to heal people right now.
Amen.
Through this prayer.
Amen. Praise
so if God. You will have faith and believe, and, you know, this may be your opportunity. But let's put it this way. Jesus. If God doesn't heal you right now, mm-hmm. Don't give up.
That's right. That's right.
You know, because God is a God of faithfulness.
Amen.
And he will bring healing to pass in your life.
Amen.
So without further ado, we'll go ahead and pray.
Right, before you start, that's really key. And I just wanted to encourage our listeners and share what you said now. If it doesn't happen right away, and we pray that it's instant, that's amazing. That's what everybody wants. But sometimes God chooses to do it in part. Sometimes it's a process, but we stand in his truth. And I do want to say this, that I'm praying for my daughter's healing, and I'm seeing progress. I'm seeing improvements. It hasn't been immediately, but I'm still believing because I'm standing on God's word. So I want to encourage our listeners, believe the word of God. Believe it. So let's pray.
Okay. Father God, we just come before you in the precious name of Jesus, thanking you for your word, thanking you for your covenant of healing,
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessing of salvation and deliverance, Lord, that belongs to us. You said the healing is the children's bread.
Amen.
And Lord, even for the lost, you extend your hand oftentimes to heal. And so, Lord, whoever may be listening to this broadcast right now, we ask that you extend your hand to heal them right now, whatever it might be.
Amen.
Whether they're suffering diabetes or cancer,
yes,
there's nothing too difficult for you, Lord. You are the God of the impossible. What's impossible for man is possible with God. So we ask that you extend your hand to heal. We speak healing,
Amen.
Wholeness, and soundness to those listening now. We rebuke every sickness and disease. We come against every infirmity, every work of Satan and darkness, and we bind every spirit of infirmity. We bind every spirit Amen. Of accusation and lie, every spirit that is accusing and telling them that they cannot be healed. It's not God's will to heal. We rebuke those lying spirits and deceiving spirits, and we bind them in the name of Jesus. And we declare healing, wholeness, soundness, Amen. And deliverance over people right now, listening right now,
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Because there is power in the name of Jesus, and there is power through the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare your
Amen.
Healing and wholeness in Jesus Christ's name right now.
Amen. 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 As we were praying, Amod, I was able to see someone. It's a lady, and she has kind of like pink purple socks. And I can see that she has so much pain in her legs, and it's due to varicose veins, and it's so painful. And she has these socks all almost knee high, and I see that the Lord is just pouring out like an oil over her legs, and there is going to be healing. There is going to be healing, and that healing will be manifest. So we bless Lord, what you have done with this lady, and we thank you so much for her healing. We come in agreement, Holy Spirit, with your truth, and we thank you because your power is real and you are willing to heal in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. And we'll talk more about this in our next broadcast. Amen. Also about what is called the word of knowledge.
Amen.
You know, so if you didn't receive a word that was for you, so, well, that's not me. You can still believe.
That's right.
And sometimes God uses a word of knowledge to touch people's lives. And sometimes he just expects us to believe by faith. So
right.
Whether you received or not, believe God and continue to trust him. And you will see his word come to pass in your
Amen.
Life.
Amen. How exciting to know that today, this day, so many people around the world have received healing. And because God is good, he has the power to do it, but he is so loving that he is also willing. So we bless you. And remember, if you've never given your heart to Jesus, he wants you to know his love. What an amazing opportunity today to have a life-transforming experience. This doesn't have to only be about healing your body. He wants to heal your eternity. And without him, your eternity
Amen.
Is a separation from him. And it does not have to be like that, because he loves you and he is willing for you to know his salvation only through Jesus Christ, because he is so good. He died on the cross to take your sins and my sins and give you a new life.
Amen. Amen. So we're in this broadcast here, and we'll see you next time. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.